We're talking with Zeeland Congressman Bill Heisinger. You and other members of the Michigan delegation supporting Dr. Dan Benechek's legislation to deal with the military justice system and how it handles sexual assault cases. Your statement of support pretty much in line with a lot of your colleagues. About this particular bill, and why is it really needed?
Yeah, well, it's really needed because there is a significant and rampant problem with sexual assault in the military that has been increasing dramatically as we've been overseas and in a number of the wars that we have been, and a number of men and women in uniform. And the problem is that as someone is assaulted, they have had to use the traditional chain of command, and there is a significant evidence that that has not been working. So this bill by Dr. Benechek mirrors what Senator Gillibrand from New York is doing in the Senate, and it would pull those cases out of that traditional chain of command and get them into a special spot. And it's kind of an interesting, odd set of people on the right and on the left. On the Senate side, you've got people like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul supporting Senator Gillibrand. Carl Levin from Michigan is fighting against doing that. Then you've got Dan Benechek over here in the House with a number of, myself included, a number of us fighting for it. We think that's the right thing to do. And so the traditional quote unquote politics of this are all messed up, but not as some would expect. In my mind, this is the right thing to do to protect our women and men in uniform.
It also goes back to a certain extent, Bill, the basic question that was settled to a certain extent with the Constitution about control of the military, that the president, who is a civilian elected by the people, has overall control of the military, not the military controlling the military. And it would seem that this type of legislation goes to the heart of that.
It does. We need to assert ourselves in here. And I'm not doing this lightly. I don't think any of us are doing this lightly, that we want to somehow disrupt this traditional chain of command. That is an important structure in the military. However, this situation has not been handled properly. And whether it's the abuses that happened at the VA back a few years ago, you know, where we saw soldiers being not properly cared for, or something like this. There are times where it's proper that Congress inserts itself and says, "Hey, wait a minute, we need to change the process here. We need to change your traditional way of doing things and do it differently." So that's why I'm comfortable with this. And at the end of the day, this is about making sure that sexual assault victims in the military are going to be treated properly.
We're talking with Zeeland Congressman Bill Heisinger. A couple of more items up on the agenda for today. President Obama is expected to sign a bill that resolves an issue with student loan interest rates. The House agreed to a Senate bill which rolls back a doubling of student loan interest rates. The Senate bill links future student rates to financial market rates with caps to prevent runaway rate hikes. Without saying it's a victory or a defeat for any one side, it looks a little bit as if the Senate pretty much agreed with what the House was wanting to do a lot earlier.
Yeah, and it was actually the solution that had been laid out by the president early on before he sort of doubled back on that. And we think it's the right thing to do. And what it is, it's not a victory for one side or the other. It's a solution for students and for parents. And we think it's the right solution. So this is a good thing. Yeah, you're right. We voted to concur with the few of the minor changes that the Senate made, and it's a reasonable bill that's going to give predictability and stability to these students and families that are going to be starting school here in a couple of weeks.
One other thing too, as well, and something we had discussed in earlier conversations, Bill Heisinger. The student loan rate issue really is a symptom of a far deeper problem. And are you concerned that now that this has been resolved, that work on dealing with the deeper problem, as in the costs of college these days, and trying to rein it in a little bit, if it can be done on a governmental level, will be now ignored because, hey, the student loan issue is all settled. We can go on to other things.
Well, we have to tackle, as you're getting at, we have to tackle the overall cost of college. It was interesting yesterday. We had a lunch with our interns. I have three interns, all from Michigan, one from Grand Valley, one from Michigan State, one who's going to school in Illinois, but is from Michigan. And we got into a discussion about cost of college and what's been happening and the increases. And some of my other staff who are more recent grads a few years ago were just appalled at what's happened to tuition, even from in the short period of, you know, 5-6 years ago when they got out of college to what these students are having to go through right now and trying to come up with the bills in this. And one of the girls, you know, one of the young ladies that is going to school, she's saying, I'm really debating whether I can even afford to look at going to law school because I'm not sure I'm going to be able to go make enough money once I'm out to pay for my student loans, having gone through undergrad and then law school. So it's a real significant problem, and you know, these kids and these parents are having to make some tough decisions. And it's not just about what your student loan interest rate is; it's what is the cost behind all that, and that is something we have to tackle. It's going to be at the state level, as well as the federal level. I think that discussion needs to happen.
We're talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger. Let's get back to an old subject, but it's going to be brought up again as U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow will hold a conference call with reporters later today to discuss the latest on the farm bill situation. At first blush, it would seem as if she's trying to put some public pressure on you as a overall House, I should say, not just you, but pressure on the House to sort of pass the farm bill that she and the Senate Democrats got to your hands earlier this year.
Well, we're not going to pass the Senate version of the farm bill. What we did is we split it up. We passed the farm portion of the farm bill. We think that's the right thing to do. It was interesting earlier in the week when I was back in Michigan, I was sitting down with a whole group of ag folks, and overwhelmingly the response came back was we like the idea of having ag be dealt with as ag, and let's now go with these food nutrition programs, SNAP, and all the other things that make up 80% of the Senate farm bill. It's just a misnomer that it's called the farm bill when 80% of it has nothing to do directly with agriculture. So that's the route that we've been taking in the House. Chairman Lucas, Frank Lucas, has been working very diligently on the nutrition side of that now, and I would suspect when we're back and after Labor Day that there will be significant movement on that, and hopefully we'll be able to get that passed.
Yeah, you say the word hopefully. Being a political veteran, not just in Lansing, but also now in Washington as well, can you see areas where there can be agreement that eventually a farm bill can get to the president's desk that he'll be able to sign?
Yeah, I do. We were able to do that with the student loans. It's not always an easy road, but we were able to do that. This is a fundamental conversation I think that we need to have as a country. Are we going to be continuing to pass these sort of larger bills that really are difficult to digest, or are we going to start breaking these issues out? And this is a perfect example of it. Are we going to deal with the agriculture side of the farm bill and in one area, and then deal with the food nutrition programs in another area? That makes a lot of sense to me. So hopefully we'll be able to continue to work with our Senate colleagues to get that done.
One final thing, Bill Heisinger. Looming showdowns in the nation's capital could lead to a government shutdown in the fall. Many Democrats don't want to agree to extend government funding without a deal to end forced spending cuts. The so-called sequester of across-the-board cuts took effect in March. Republican leaders refuse to roll back the sequester without a broader deal on cutting spending. Some House Republicans also threatened to defund Obamacare, a non-starter in the Democratic-led Senate and at the White House. And another showdown looms over raising the federal debt ceiling. GOP House Speaker John Boehner vows that Republicans will not agree to raise the debt ceiling without real cuts in spending. Speaking in Florida, President Obama noted that federal deficits are falling at the fastest rate in decades and said failure to raise the debt ceiling to pay bills already incurred amounts to being a dead beat. It seems as if some storm clouds are looming, Representative Huizinga, on this particular issue.
To quote, I think it was Yogi Berra, it's deja vu all over again, right? Look, these are the same discussions that we've been having. I just think it's a bit disingenuous when the president's talking about or trying to take credit for falling deficits. It's not because purely because we've gone in and restrained our spending. Some of that has happened. That's been a long, hard journey over the last 2.5 years that I've been here. We have reined in some of our spending, but we've seen increased tax revenues because the economy is starting to come back. Also because we know that the first quarter of this year we had a dramatic spike in tax receipts because of the end of the year activity that happened as people were trying to beat the clock as the president's tax increases were coming into effect. So you saw a lot of small business owners and a lot of people do financial transactions to get beyond that before that that happened. So there's a lot of work to be done. I don't believe that we will have a government shutdown, but we do need to keep in mind that the sequester level of spending was a spending level that the president had proposed. That was the backstop when the super committee couldn't get its work done. These were going to be the new spending levels, and I think we need to stick to those.
Zealand Congressman Bill Huizinga, as always, we appreciate your thoughts and comments about some of the issues of the day. Wish you and your family well this coming weekend. Safe trip back home and then back out to Washington, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Gary.